And AM, man. Good morning. It is 8:32. We have sunshine that'll be out a little bit later on today. I don't know. What does Christy Henderson have to say, actually? Do you remember?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to her yet this morning, but...
And you weren't paying attention last night.
No. I think we're going to have some sunshine peeking out a little bit later.
Yeah, it's supposed to mix in here. 20% chance of a shower today, but good news, Tom. Tomorrow and Sunday, it'll be great weather for Lyman Fest and everything else that's going on this weekend.
That sounds terrific. I prefer not to play in rain when possible.
That's not good. Are you acoustic when you play, or are you guys plugged in?
You know, usually I'm playing electric, but there have been times in the past when I've had an acoustic guitar with me also, but I carry so much stuff. I'm like a gypsy going down the road. Here he comes. You know, I've all the stuff hanging out of my truck and whatnot. I've tried to cut down what I carry, if at all possible. Well, I think I'm reduced it by one cable, maybe.
It's not exactly like a Beverly Hillbillies experience.
Not quite.
It is 64 degrees currently. Today's high 84. The weekend, very much similar, low to mid 80s for afternoon highs. And then the rain begins first next week. We got the salt on Mount Mitchell on Monday. Mm. That might be a moist.
Boy, I heard you talking about that on the way in. That's 700 plus bike riders in the rain. Wow.
Yikes.
That's going to be a lot of stories out of that one. I hope it's not so bad.
And they got to go an extra mile, too, because of that bridge on the 2-2 one.
Oh, my goodness.
Tom Crabtree is in studio with us, in case you were not aware of that voice. And, of course, from 7 on your side. And definitely one of our favorites here at the Awake with Drake Show. Great friend of Bill's. And, of course, the communities. And he's going to be playing at Lyman Fest tomorrow along with his band, Rock and Roll Reunion, at 2 o'clock,
2 until 3. We're playing immediately after, and I'm really excited about this. We're playing immediately after Kenny Knox and Company. These are the guys who used to be known as chairman of the board.
Yeah.
They're terrific. They're terrific. They're going to set a very, very high bar for
us to follow. Right out the gate.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good lineup. I'm not familiar with a national country artist, but I'm not a country person.
Yeah, so I'm not as familiar with country as I am other styles of music, but it's terrific. It's borderline rock anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's
true
how
story.
It goes.
Especially around here.
And people around here love
people
country music.
Do enjoy some country music. You've never lied, Tom Crabtree. Before we spin a tune, I thought we had just a couple of things going on around. I just wanted to, as a broadcaster... Mm-hmm. To ask you a broadcasting question.
Go ahead, Craig. Ask me a broadcasting question.
Well, it's something that's going on in the news, sort of. And it's not on your network, but the Brian Williams debacle.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just can't tell fibs about what you do.
Right.
Because it's always, we say we hold the powerful accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to hold ourselves accountable also. You know, he probably has so many terrific stories his suitcase of experiences.
Of real stories.
Yeah, real stories. You don't have to make up anything.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't.
So do you think he actually made it up, his misremembering, or your...
Well, what the truth there is, only he knows that.
Right.
He and our creator. But it doesn't look good for him, you know, for all this time away and...
Well, and Lester's doing a great job, but do you think he should come back, or are you?
I think those broadcasts are totally built on credibility, and
it's kind of a
credibility is a difficult thing to achieve, even more difficult to win back,
especially on a network level.
Yes, especially on that where a tremendous amount of dollars and sponsor pressures and whatnot are coming to play. So, will he come back? I sincerely question it, but then again, with time, things change.
True story.
And a lot of people's careers have been rebuilt simply through time.
Well, I was just curious what you might think of that there. But and other stuff that's going on over there at 7 on your side, you guys have been rolling along with a lot of political stuff. We've had a lot of folks come to town.
Oh, I spent all of last Saturday in Greenville at the Peace Center covering the Freedom Summit. Mm-hmm. And we had I believe it was 10 either declared or could declare candidates. And got to talk with a couple of them very, very intimately, privately, Scott Walker and Bobby Jindal. Others, we got to hear them comment from an interview stage. And, of course, the most fun to listen to was Donald Trump.
Yeah, of course.
He has no inhibitions.
Now, has he officially declared?
No.
He has not officially.
They say he's still thinking it over. Will he enter the race? I'll be extremely surprised if he does. That doesn't mean he won't. I mean,
he just
surprises
likes to stir people up.
Well, it does. It stirs it up. It keeps it interesting. He appears at the events. His comments are always the most blunt and interesting. Yeah. But then again, how did he put it? He said, I don't need any donors. I've got lots of money.
Yeah.
You know, he's a billionaire.
You know, I mean, yeah. It might be, I don't know, I think it might be kind of interesting to see somebody who's knows how to run business.
Yeah, and we got a couple of people like that.
4 years, see what happens.
We got some people like that. You got Carly Fiorina, who is a business person, and you've got Dr. Ben Carson, who is a retired brain surgeon.
Yeah.
I mean, these are non-politician politicians.
Right.
And will that catch on? I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of misremembering and speaking and whatnot, Bush, the Jeb actually said that to some reporter that he was running for 2016 presidential election. Then later on he goes, I'll be announcing that soon, whether or not.
Yeah, well, when you've got a zillion mics in front of you and it's happening dawn to dark, you know, you're probably going to have some misspeaks here and there. Is he in the race? Well, sure looks like it, but he hasn't officially announced yet. And as some prognosticators have pointed out to me, whereas some of these people are doing a fast race, he is in more of a jog. He knows it's a long-term thing. You know, here we are. It's May, the election. Well, the Republican presidential primary in South Carolina is until February.
True.
And then we've got the actual election in November of next year. So there's a lot of time, a lot of campaign still ahead of us.
A lot to do. Well, the world of news, everything good over there at 7?
Well, we're really, really busy with political things, lots of things going on, police, law enforcement related, the body cameras issue.
Yeah, we get to talk to the sheriff frequently here on Awake with Drake, so that's nice to tap into him with everything they're doing.
You know, there's never a dull day in the world of news.
No.
People ask me how things are going, I say, well, as long as there's people, there's news.
Man, and some of the stuff that that we have to read about in Spartanburg of all places. It's just amazing some of the things that are going on around here.
Well, there's a lot of tragedy. And you know, Craig, I'll get on my soapbox just a little bit here.
Sure.
A lot of what happens, the misfortunes that happen to people, and believe me, I take no pleasure whatsoever in reporting these things.
Sure.
I hate to see terrible things happen to people. But sometimes we cause it. We bring it on ourselves through our own recklessness. Case in point, I'm heading home for dinner yesterday, and I'm in the passing lane, and I'm about to turn to the outside lane to just get out of other cars' ways. I look in my rearview mirror. Here comes a motorcycle doing about 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
This guy was just pouring it on. And had I made the turn that I was about to make, he'd have hit me.
He would have been a goner.
Yeah, he'd have been a goner. I don't want that to happen to anybody. We all need to be careful to watch for motorcycles and whatnot. They certainly have the right to be on the road, but we all have to be responsible drivers.
Well, just the same. Yeah, you don't need to watch for him, but 100 miles per hour.
Oh, he came out of nowhere and then just disappeared.
You'd have been fine there. That's exactly right. I mean, there's people. You know, Wade Hampton Boulevard is one of the most painful roads for me ever.
Well, there's only 20 bazillion stoplights there.
Not a single one of them timed together. That's one of the things they're talking about doing. But
yeah, every now and then, when I'm going to Greenville, I'll go that way instead to break
up the
monotony.
Sometimes you don't have a choice because of 85.
And then you say to yourself, why did I do this? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys got to be on the roads. The roads are horrendous around here. I mean, literally 85, there's a couple places. If you're not holding onto the steering wheel, you're going to die.
Yeah, there are some potholes we just all have become intimately familiar with.
You know where to weave and how to hug the side of the lane.
Yeah, we're dodging them every morning. And are we going to have a solution out of that? You know, it seems so likely a couple of months ago. And then all the lawmakers want to have their say in this.
Yeah.
And that's what they're there to do. They represent the people who elected them. But are we going to have a solution this year, and one that doesn't involve hiking what we pay not only for gas but a lot of other things? I don't know. We've got 3 weeks left in the session,
but we haven't in several years we haven't done anything with roads, but we've had monies for them, but those monies have gone to other things.
Yeah,
if we'd have done this all along, we wouldn't be sitting here with
you know how it is when money's in your pocket.
Yeah, you know,
the temptation is spend it, you know.
Give me the flashy colored thing in the window.
We haven't changed the gas tax in South Carolina since the 80s.
Yeah.
And is there another way to pay to fix these roads? Well, I'm all ears. Let's hear it. If someone comes up with a good plan, we'll sure let you know.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, we definitely want to hear some of your tunes, but I wanted to chit-chat with you there a second as well. But tomorrow, you and your band are going to be playing. Like you said, you guys have been all over the place, and you'll be in the 29365 tomorrow at the Lyman Fest on the stage.
It took me a second to figure out what that was. Okay,
I got all the towns by zip.
Wow. This is Rock and Roll Reunion's 20th anniversary year, and we're celebrating that everywhere we go. We've had a really good year, been all over the place. We've played in Spartanburg, we've played in Gaffney, we've played at the Biltmore House. We've just been all over the place, and lots more stuff coming up. But we're real excited to be back at Lyman Fest this year following